Today we continue with lesson number 22 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nazir. We are in the sixth perek, perek Vov, and we will be studying the fourth and fifth Mishnah today, Mishnah Dalet and Mishnah Hey. In Mishnah Dalet, we learn something which is really a universal principle in halacha. And it has to do with the concept of hasro. In order for a person to be liable in Beis Din for a transgression, he must have a warning by two witnesses who tell him, don't do what you're about to do, because if you do, you will have violated such and such a prohibition, and you would be liable for malchus, for lashes. So suppose you have a nazir shoho yeshose yayin kol hayom. You have a nazir, and in the morning they tell him, hey, I see that you're hanging around the wine, and you're going to be drinking today. Don't drink, because if you do, you'll be guilty of violating your nazirus, and you'll be chay of malchus. And he has a drink at 9 o'clock and at 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock, every hour on the hour for the rest of the day. Eino chayav elo achas. He's only mechuyav one malchus, because he's only had one hasro. But suppose omru lo altishte. At 9 o'clock I tell him, don't drink. And at 10 o'clock I tell him again, don't drink. And at 11 o'clock again, don't drink. And each time after he's told, not warned not to drink, he drinks. For who shows, sir? Chayav al kol achas v'achas. He's chayav malchus for each and every time he drank, because each drink had a hasro. And he's chayav one malchus for each hasro. The same scenario is true, not only with the wine, but with the giluach, with the tiglachas. Omru lo hoye megaleach kol hayom. If all day long he takes a haircut, a little bit of a haircut at 9, a little bit of a haircut at 10, etc., eino chayav elo achas. As long as he's had one hasra, it's only chayav one malchus. Omrlo, they told him at 9 o'clock, al tegalach, and at 10 o'clock, al tegalach, v'hu megaleach. And after each hasra, he continues to trim his hair, cut his hair. Chayav al kol achas v'achas, he's chayav for each and every one. Hoyo mitamei lameisim kol hayom. If he comes into contact with the dead all day, but he's only had one hasra, don't come into contact with the dead, eino chayev elo achas. But omru lo altitamei. They tell him at 9 o'clock, don't touch that dead body. And he touches it, walks away, and they say, and don't touch that dead body. And he goes over to that one too. V'hu mitamei chayev al kol achas v'achas, he's chayev for each and every one. Now this is a general halacha when it comes to all averos, not only to nazirus. To every avera out there, whether it's an isur lav, an isur koris, an isur misas bezdin, etc., bidine odom, as far as the court is concerned, you're only mechuy of malchus if you had a hasro. One hasro, one malchus. Two hasros and two violations of those hasros, two malchus, etc. The Rambam points out here, however, that bidinei shemayim, as far as the Ribono Shelom is concerned, every act is an avera with a hasra, without a hasra. Hasra is only an instrument that allows Beis Din to punish him. One hasra, they can only punish him once. One hasra for each and every action, they can punish him for each and every action. Mishnah Hay is a comparison between these three categories of prohibitions. Shloshom minyan asurin banozir. We learned already that there are three categories of isurin which apply to a nozir. Hatumo, not coming into contact with the dead. Vahatiklachas, not taking a haircut. Vahayotze min hagefen, and refraining from products of the vine. Chomer batumo uvetiklachas mi bayotze min hagefen. In a certain way, tuma and tiglachas are stricter than the prohibition against yotzei min hagefen. Shehatumo v'hatiklachasos. As we've been learning, that if the nazir takes a haircut in the middle of his nazirus, that makes him lose the previous days of the nazirus. They interrupt his nazirus. He can't continue just to go on his way. And similarly with tumah, if he becomes tomei lemeis, there are consequences, and the nazirus cannot proceed as if nothing happened. However, v'hayotze min ha'gefen eino soser, if he does drink wine, that does not affect the duration of the nazirus. Nazirus continues as if, so to speak, nothing happened. Number one. Number two, chomer b'yotze min ha'gefen. In another way, yotze min ha'gefen is stricter mi batumo v'ateklachas. Shehayotze min ha'gefen lo hutar miklolo. There are no exceptions to the rule of don't partake of the product of the vine. Even if a person made a shvua before he became a nazir, I swear I'm going to drink wine every Wednesday night with the guys, and then he becomes a nazir, he cannot keep that shvua. More so, a nazir cannot take part of the wine of Kiddush and Havdalah, and because there's no exceptions, lo hutar miklolo. However, hatuma v'hatiklachas hutru miklolon. However, tumah and tiklachas, there are exceptions to the rule. B'tiklachas mitzvah, if a nazir becomes a mitzora, and a mitzora has a mitzvah to shear, S-H-E-A-R, his hair, H-A-I-R, to cut his hair, to take a haircut, that mitzvah of the mitzora overrides the isur of nazirus, according to the Rambam, because the asay of teglachas mitzora is doche the los asay of nazirus. There are problems with the Rambam's approach. The Raiva takes a different approach, and he says that since nazirus is yeshno b'she'elo, a person can have a she'elas chochom and remove the nazirus if he has hataras nedorim. So that makes hataras nedorim a weaker kind of a mitzvah than the mitzvahs associated with tzora'as. And therefore, the teglachas tzora'as, the teglachas mitzvah is docha, the prohibition against the nazir taking a haircut. Uvameis mitzvah. And similarly, if Nazir is walking and finds that body on the road, nobody to bury it, he has a mitzvah to bury it. That mitzvah is an exception to the prohibition against coming into contact with the dead. So in this respect, Yotzei min ha'gefen is stricter than Tuma and Tiglachas. V'chomer batuma mi betaglachas. In a certain way, Tuma is stricter than Tiglachas. Shehatuma soseres es hakol. If a nazir became tomei in the middle of his nazirus, so that hayamim harishonim yiplu, if he counted the 29 days, those 29 days are down the tubes, v'chayoven aleihem korbon, and he must bring a special set of korbonos, a chatos, an ola from Bnei Yonah, and a keves for an oshom, as we will learn in the next mishnah, in fact, and however, that's for tumah. So tumah is a seres hakol and chayon l'korban. However, v'hatiglachas, if he takes a haircut in the middle of his nazirus, ein soseres elish lo shimyon. He doesn't lose his entire nazirus. He only what we require of him, as we learned in the previous mishnah, what we require of him is a new 30 days growth. But for example, if he had a nazirus meruba of 100 days, and at day 40 he took a haircut, he doesn't lose anything because he can just resume, has 60 more days, and twice 30 days, and he doesn't lose hayamim horishonim yiplu in the same sense as if he would become tomei tumas meis at day 40. That would be the end of those 40 days, and he would have to start all again, all over again, a new 100-day nazirus, and he would have to bring his set of karbonos, whereas tiklachas, person takes a haircut, ein chayoven oleho karbon. That does not obligate him in a korban. So that way, tumah is stricter than tiglachas. And so, we have finished lesson number 22.